York Region District School Board has launched a virtual exhibition highlighting the history of Chinese immigration to York Region, Chinese culture and 100th anniversary of the Chinese Exclusion Act. Standing in the doorway, lived histories and experiences of the Chinese community features artifacts, photographs and stories from York Region community members, according to a board news release. Available on the school board's museum and archives website, the exhibition was developed in collaboration with community members, partners and the Markham Museum. An in-person and traveling exhibition opens at the Markham Museum in September 2023. As a school board, we want to ensure our students and families see themselves, their identities and cultures, reflected in their classrooms, said Rebecca Mitchell, curator of the board's museum and archives. We were honored to partner with the Markham Museum, students, staff, and so many others to help share the stories of the Chinese community in York Region. We hope that educators, families and community members can use this virtual exhibit to learn more about the rich Chinese culture and history here in York Region and to spark conversations about their own identities. We want to tell the story of resilience and perseverance of an important community in Markham and York Region. The Chinese community is underrepresented in our exhibition schedule and our museum collections, says Janet Reed, curator of Markham Museum. This community-driven exhibit will celebrate our Chinese residents, and also engage and educate the wider community through a multi-part virtual and touring exhibition program. YRDSB students and educators at Nokiada PS, Burr Oak SS, Unionville HS, Markham DHS, Markville SS and Pierre Elliott Trudeau HS have provided important feedback, perspective, input and personal expression into the creation of this exhibition. In addition to the community oral histories in the exhibition, educational kits will be provided to educators in the fall. Students and staff at Nokiada PS help test and frame the educational kits that will accompany the traveling exhibition. I like how we're bringing awareness to the community about Chinese people, said Serena, a grade 7 student at Nokiada PS. It was quite frustrating for me to learn about how there was a Chinese Exclusion Act in Canada. Because you know how sometimes you think Canada is a wonderful place, none of this could happen. But the Chinese Exclusion Act happened and I'm still seeing some discrimination against Chinese people. I think this is a really good idea to appreciate Chinese culture. I wish that people would learn more about our culture since we like showed many things like arts, games, toys and tools. So with all of that information, since they'll get to know more about our culture, it will break culture gaps, said Edith, a grade 7 student at Nokiada PS. To learn more about the exhibition and significance of the Chinese Exclusion Act, listen to the Tune in YRDSB podcast episode featuring Nancy Su, community volunteer, curator Janet Reed, Stuart Su, music teacher at Markham District HS, teacher Jadis Lau and students from Nokiada PS, and students from the University of Toronto's Museum Studies program. Standing in the doorway is a partnership with students from the University of Toronto's Museum Studies program and Markham Museum. The project received some funding from the federal government.